about what occurred down there. And can you just walk me back from what you can remember?
The only thing we heard was we were laying in bed, and we heard some gunshots. And I think I heard like, pew, pew, pew. And then I go, oh, that was gunshots. And then my husband said, no, probably something blew over in the wind. So then we got up on the to look out, because like, we have that big carport over there. And then we heard more. And it sounded like a little more the next time. It wasn't just one shot. And then we're like, oh, that was gunshots. And then almost instantly, we heard police cars. So, because we were going to call, but, I mean, it was so fast. And then we're like, oh, okay. So then, yeah, we saw the cars come up the street, but that's pretty much all. But like I said, the first time we heard just like, pew, 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 and then the next time we heard a little more, like, pew, 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 or something.
So when you say, you describe pew, 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 three shots, or could you even say, or just?
I don't know, because like I said, we thought maybe it's the wind. Okay. The first time maybe three, the next time maybe four, maybe five.
Okay, but the same distinct pew, 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 that distinct sound though.
I'm not sure they were the same.
I'm
not positive. Because then we got up, like I said, to look and see if anything had fallen down in the carport or something.
Okay. Was it pretty windy like
yeah,
this at
very,
the time?
Yeah, very.
Now, as far as what time of day was that? Do you recall?
Oh, man.
We're about 4:30 right now, so if you can, great. If not,
3:33 maybe.
Okay.
It's all blurring together.
It's all blurring together. Okay. Did you? You said you heard. Did you see anything?
No. No.
Didn't see anything at
no.
all.
He ran out because I stayed up with the kids in the house.
Okay.
And then he went down there because we weren't sure.
Right.
I mean, somebody was on the loose or anything. So
okay.
He went down there and then. We stayed up in the house.
When you say we, if you and your
yeah,
the dog,
kids.
The kids,
uh-huh.
And their names are. Was you or were they elsewhere in the house?
Bedroom on the outside, having a cigarette. So she was actually like looking towards. You probably should talk to her.
Yeah. We'll talk with her also.
Yeah, because she was actually out. You know, you saw where I showed you where our bedroom is.
Right.
Because we can hear everything from there.
Right.
And she was actually out because I heard her coughing. She has a cold and she was coughing.
Mm-hmm.
So go figure.
So okay. Okay.
And but then, she actually was outside. Yeah.
And then Sarah.
In our bedroom with us.
So
yeah, we were just talking.
In bedroom?
Yeah.
With parents, okay. Okay.
Oh, he's telling an old story about that guy.
What guy?
I think the one who got shot.
Oh, really?
That's a long time ago.
Oh, really? Have you had problems with that?
He came here extremely drunk.
Uh-huh.
And he was screaming to us about our dog barking. And we had just got the puppy, the border collie, and it was me and my son and the baby were home alone, and he came up to my bed and went
right,
and he was throwing stuff at the dog. And then he was saying, shut the fuck up, and then he was yelling at us and just threatening us, and we're just like, okay, man, you know, my husband wasn't home. And then when he came home, he went down there and talked to him, and he kind of diffused the situation, and, you know, he was plaster drunk. He stumbled up the driveway, and we're like, you know, go away, and he was throwing stuff at the dog, and
What about today? Did you have anything, any kind of...
No.
Set
no.
Today or?
That was the last bad time we had with them, and then every other incident we've had with him, you know, we said, you know, you're welcome to come over, and, you know, because he's like, yeah, you guys always have fun over there, and we said, well, I'll have a barbecue, I'll have you over.
Uh-huh.
And then the result of that thing, when my husband went down and actually tried to rationalize with them, was I guess his father's dying of cancer, and he said that he was just under a lot of pressure, and, you know, the his dad can't sleep at night. And, you know, this is a neighborhood where dogs bark all night long because of the coyotes.
Right.
And we're like, we're sorry. Well, you know, we got a shock collar for the dog, and, you know, we tried to make peace with them. Uh-huh. And we never had a problem with them since.
Oh, okay.
But it was just a really scary running because he was belligerent, he was drunk, he was stumbling, he was screaming at us, and, uh-huh. you know, we didn't have the boys around to protect us.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. And then it's,
I think that's who that is.
Do you think it's who it is? Well, you don't know, but it's just based on...
I mean, I saw him, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I think it is.
Okay. What about anybody else living in a house over there? Besides the dead over in the... Do you know his name was the person at the corner? His name is...
I don't know. I think my husband does because he went down and talked to him.
You recognize him, though, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know his father that was dying of cancer, and because that's what I thought at first was maybe he shot himself, you know, because, you know, when you're dying, and I've dealt with a lot of people that have done that.
Oh, really?
Because I heard the gunshots. I thought, oh, no, the old man shot himself.
Oh, is that what you, oh.
Uh-huh. So that's immediately what I thought.
Have you known that house over there to have guns or anything like that, you know, or like
No, I hear him yelling a lot. A whole lot. I thought it was the guy down there with the geese, and I heard that it was them. Oh. They're yelling a lot all the time at each other, and I'm glad that hurt, and, you know, I'll hurt you again.
Oh, really?
They're always screaming at each other.
Yeah, I have voices?
Uh-huh. And like I said, with that bedroom right there, all the sound goes up, so we can hear everything.
Oh, okay. Basically just chilling. Three gunshots initially, then heard more, 4 to 5, 6, and then you heard the police cars heard the sirens.
So quickly,
About the same time and
right after. We didn't have time to call anything. You
okay.
Know?
So you didn't make no calls from,
no.
From here? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, good enough then. We'll probably need to talk. That she was here.
Yeah.
That's the biggest reason.
Yeah, because somebody will say one shot and somebody will say one. You know,
well, a lot of people here, too, especially
with
the wind.
Well, the wind was blowing, yeah. Because that's what we thought was that something blew over, you know, because we constantly have stuff blowing around.
Oh, really? Okay. So. All right. Well, great. Well, thanks for your time. Okay. You got to work tonight?
No.